朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
还有一个传言
There's still more
说保罗跟彼得是同一天死的。
There were some legend that says Paul and Peter were executed on the same day
而且有日期的。
And there was in fact a date given to this
主后67年6月29号死的。
It was AD 67 June 29th
但是两人死的这个 结局不一样。
But there are some differences
这个彼得死的时候呢，是钉十字架，被倒钉十字架死的。
When Peter was executed, he was nailed on the cross upside down.
保罗是被斩首而死的。
But Paul's head was cut off.
为什么有这个分别呢
？Why the difference?
因为保罗是罗马公民。
That's because Paul was a Roman citizen.
罗马公民不可以钉十字架死。
A Roman citizen cannot be crucified.
他们罗马人对公民有一套特别的死刑的方法，对非公民有另外一套死刑的方法。
The Romans have different laws to their citizens or to non-citizens.
不管怎么样，当保罗写这段圣经的时候，他知道他的刑期，他的死期快到。
No matter which of these legends are true or not, the fact is Paul knew he was about to die.
六节、七节、八节、三节圣经表露了保罗的临终的心声，心里面的声音。
And in these three verses, we see how he felt during this time.
他在这里见证神在一生里面给他一个恩典，就是忠心。
He is testifying that God gave him one grace, and that is the grace of faithfulness.
我自己在思想的时候，因为这三个礼拜一直在想这个题目，我就替忠心下了这样的一句话，一个定义。
And as I think of these verses all the time for this past month, I gave a definition to faithful.
忠心是一种盖棺论定之前的美德，就是快离开这世界以前的美德。
Faithfulness is a virtue that you can have before you leave the world.
忠心是一个属神的人离世之前最高的荣誉。
And this is the highest glory to one who works for God before he leaves to see him.
一个人快要离开世界的时候
For a person about to leave the world.
我快要离开世界的时候
If I am about to leave the world.
我盼望听到的是这个人是个忠心的人
I wish, how I wish that people will say that I have been a faithful person.
因为忠心跟时间有关系
Because to be faithful is intimately linked with time.
刚才我们所读的这三节圣经跟时间有关系。
Just now the three verses we read also deals with time.
好吧，我们回去看提摩太后书第四章第六节。
Let us return to Timothy 2nd chapter 4 verse 6.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，是讲到现在。
For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. This is the present.
保罗从现在这个时间的一部分来看什么叫忠心。
And during this present time, Paul looked into the meaning of being faithful.
我们常常说中国人有一句古话说不知生焉知死。
Some have said, if you did not live, how do you know how to die?
但是我们看见保罗这里是相反的，不知死焉能生。
But Paul has reversed this. He said, if you are not prepared to die, then you are not living.
两个礼拜前我提到基督徒的人生观。
Two weeks ago, I shared with you the Christian viewpoint on life.
我越来越觉得基督徒正确的人生观是建立在基督徒的人死观而来的。
I'm more and more convinced that the Christian view on life has to be built on the Christian view of death.
死不是我们喜欢谈的题目。
Death is not one of our favorite topics.
死不是我们听了很舒服的题目。
It is not something that we listen to and feel good about.
不管这个世界有多少的不公平。
Yes, this world may be filled with injustice.
有一样东西是公平。
But there is one thing that is fair.
说人人都有一死。
And that is all have to die.
我们迟早要面临这件事情。
And all of us have to face the same question.
我们可以活到七十、八十、九十、一百。我相信现在活到一百岁不是一件难的事情。
We can live to 70, 80, and yes, even 100. That is probably not very difficult.
但是你一百、你一百一、你一百二，有一天你没有办法不面临这一个死的残酷的事实。
But even if you live past 100, sooner or later, you will face this question.
其实弟兄姊妹，保罗不是在死的阴影底下才讲这样的话。
Actually, Paul is not limited to saying these things only under the shadow of death.
我们知道在腓立比书他说过类似的话。
For example, when he wrote to the church in Philippi, he also mentioned similar feelings.
因为他有那样一个豪爽潇洒的一种感觉，所以我们感谢主，保罗他有一个人正确的人死观带出来的正确的人生观。
Because he has such an open and frank attitude towards death, he can build up a very healthy living system.
他在腓立比书第一章告诉我们说，无论是生，无论是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
He said, I want to magnify Christ no matter whether I'm living or in death.
他越发靠近尼罗为他预备的这个刑台的时候
And as he approaches the time of his execution
在这里他告诉我们说他不是面向刑台而走他是面向祭坛而走
He is not saying I'm marching towards the execution stage but to the place where he is going to be offered
他不是去受死的他是去献祭的
He is not just going to die, he is going to offer himself up like an offering.
我现在被浇奠。
He said, I'm already being poured out.
我不是败在尼罗王的手下，我乃是进入上帝的荣耀。
I have not been defeated by Nero, but I'm about to enter the glory of God.
很有意思，他用离世这两个字来形容他离开这个世界。他说我离世的时候到。
Here he says, it's time for my departure.
请注意这个 departure 这个离开的这个字我花了一点时间在希腊文上做了一点参考一点研究
I was intrigued by the usage of the term departure and so I spent some time researching the original Greek
这个 departure 在希腊文的意思如果解释出来就让我们看见基督徒对死的态度是什么
And indeed from analyzing this I realized the correct Christian perspective on death
有四个含义
There are four meanings in this word
第一个含义是什么呢
The first one
生锚开航就是把那个锚啊那个船的锚把它拉起来然后开始要开航不是停而是开始走的意思
And that is the time when you raise the anchor and the boat is about to depart
第二个意思是什么呢
Second meaning
当你在露营的时候晚上不是搭一个帐篷吗
If you go camping during the night, you will pitch a tent.
Departure, 这个离世这个字呢，就是拔营启程的意思，就是把这个营帐收起来，我们开始走路了，开始往前面走的意思。
And the second meaning of departure is to wrap up the tent and be prepared to go on.
第三，有一个法律上面的意思。
The third meaning is sort of legalistic.
囚禁得势，就是被关在监牢里面，现在被释放的意思就是用这个离世这个字。
The same Greek word can be used for someone who has served the jail term and is about to be released.
那这个字用在农业上有个很特别的意思。
And it can also be applied fourthly to agriculture.
就是结束农耕的意思就是说这个牛啊附着这个轭那现在把轭拿下来让它休息一下就用 departure 这个字。
The fourth meaning of this word departure can be used for taking off the yoke of the oxen after it has plowed the field.
这四个意思我不需要多解释，我相信非常的明显它的含义是什么。
And I think these four meanings have tremendous applications for us.
当我们面对死亡的时候，一个基督徒的看法跟一般人的看法是不一样。
Indeed, Christians view death very differently.
他告诉我们说，死不过是个门槛，死不过是个关卡而已。
And he is sharing Paul here. Death is just a doorway to another kind of existence.
弟兄姊妹， 我现在要说的就是我刚才讲的，这是一个很高的一个境界，让我们一同朝着这个境界来努力。
Indeed, what I'm about to preach now is a standard which is far higher than what I can achieve.
就按正常的情形来讲，我跟你们每一位一样，我们都害怕畏惧死亡。
And of course, we are all frightened of death.
求主今天早上帮助我们，因为认识死的意义，使我们今生能够做忠心的管家。
But may God help us to understand the meaning of death so that it can help us to be faithful stewards right now.
第二点，我们看第七节。
Verse
7. 第六节，保罗从现在看中心。
From verse 6, Paul looked at faithfulness in the present.
第七节，保罗从过去他的一生来看中心。
And in verse 7, he looked at faithfulness in the past.
这一节圣经我们很熟悉。
We are all familiar with this verse.
三个已经，三个了，说明他对他这一生的一个态度。
He used the three verbs to show his philosophy.
他说，打仗，跑路，信道，来画出一个很美的一个人生的图画。
He described his life as being in a fight, as being in the race,and how he kept the faith.
他归纳这个人生用三方面来描写。第一，他说人生好像一场战争一样。
He described life as a fight.
其实你听那个英文跟中文不太一样，中文说一场美好的仗，但是英文说 a fight。 在原文这是一个体育的名词，就是竞技场上的一场这个或者是摔跤也好啊，是这样的一个 fight。
Indeed, there are again some differences between the English and Chinese. The Chinese gave the connotation of being in a war, but actually it referred to a sporting event, for example, a wrestling match.
第二呢，人生好像一场赛跑一样。
And he also described his life as a race.
有的人赛跑很短，有的人赛跑马拉松。
Some run for short distances, some go for the marathon.
第三，人生是一段信仰体验的过程。
And thirdly, life is a time for experiencing the faith.
这节圣经我们很熟。
We are all familiar with this verse.
这个礼拜我在思想这一节圣经的时候。
But when I thought of this,
我突然想到保罗他用词用得非常的谨慎。
I suddenly realized that Paul was very careful in his usage of words.
他不是说那美好的仗我已经打赢了。
He didn't say I have won the fight.
那当跑的路我已经得了第一了。
He didn't say I am going to be number one.
所信的道我已经经过我的脚中的地方都已经传遍了。
He didn't say I have finished preaching the gospel to every place in the world.
保罗如果他说他是个赢家，我们都服气，因为他实在是个赢家。
And of course, even if he said he won, we are all willing to accept.
他也实在可以无愧于做第一名。
And indeed, he can boast to be number one.
传福音，他也是到哪里把福音带到哪里。
And indeed, he has preached the gospel wherever he is.
但是保罗在这里提到这里说，不是他自己谦卑。
But he is not just being humble here.
他提醒我们忠心的管家是什么？
He is reminding us the meaning of a faithful steward.
做好我们要做的事情。
To do well what is entrusted to us.
赢不赢，第一名不第一名，不是最重要。
It's not the most important thing whether we win or not.
那美好的仗我们要去打。
We have to fight the fight.
路要去跑。
We have to run the race.
看起来好像这里是讲三个主题。
And seemingly is talking about three different things.
但是我们看两节的圣经，我们看他在这里其实讲一件事情。
But actually, it's only talking about one thing.
好吧，我们看一下提摩太前书前面第六章。
For example, we can turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们看六章十二节，保罗在这里讲到美好的仗是什么呢？
What does Paul mean when he says the good fight?In chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, he explains in verse 12.
第六章十二节，他说你要为真道打那美好的仗。
In verse 12, he says here, fight the good fight of the faith.
这里面讲到的仗跟真道有关系。
Here, this fight has to be linked with the faith.
跟信仰有关系，跟教条有关系，跟 creed 有关系，跟 doctrine 有关系。
The fight has to do with the faith, the creed, or the doctrine.
所以他说，你为此被招，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
所以那美好的仗跟所信的道在这里我们看见有关系。
So we see there's an intimate relation between the fight and the faith.
再看使徒行传二十章。
And now we can turn to Acts chapter 20.
我们在使徒行传二十章我们看见保罗对以弗所的长老讲的话。
And here we can see the words of Paul to the elders in Ephesus.
我们看二十章二十四节。
Verse 24 in the 20th chapter.
他说我不以性命为念也不看为宝贵只要行完我的路程成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事证明神恩惠的福音。
In verse 24 of the 20th chapter of Acts, Paul says, However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race, complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me.
这里跑路跟第三项有关系。信的道有关系。
So again, the race refers to the faith.
所以当保罗要离开这个世界的时候，他好像从三方面却讲了一个很重要的一件事情：我们对所信的道的态度是什么？
And so even though he used seemingly three different metaphors, he is talking about the same thing, and that is how we treat our faith.
罗马书第十章，保罗讲过这样的一些事情。
In Romans chapter 10,
他讲三件事情哈。
Paul was speaking of three things.
说如果没有人去传道，我们去哪里听道呢？
If there is no preacher, how can one hear?
如果我们没有听道，我们怎么能够信道呢？
If one does not hear, how can one believe?
好，他提到三样东西，传道。
So he talked about preaching,
听道
hearing,
信道
believing.
到雅各写雅各书的时候，
And when James wrote his letter,
说不对不对，还要再加一个。
He said we should add one more.
你传道还不够。
It's not enough to preach.
听道还不够。
Not enough to listen and hear.
信道还不够。
Not enough to believe.
要行道。
You have to live the faith.
我怕今天很多基督徒，特别是华人教会的基督徒，听到这里已经不错了。
Sometimes I'm troubled that Chinese churches, if they come to this point, they will feel that they have done very well.
我们知道行道是今天华人教一个很大很大很大的一个问题。
Yes, to be able to live the faith is a tremendous challenge.
我们常常听到有一些人对基督徒的一些埋怨和不满。
And indeed, many times we hear people complain to Christians.
你们说的天花乱坠，你们做不出来。
All the things you say are fine, but you cannot live it.
你们能说不能行。
You can say, but you cannot live.
哦，我们觉得行道的压力和挑战，对我们今天每一个人来说是一个很重要的事情。
And indeed, to be able to live the faith has been a tremendous challenge to all of us.
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里讲到忠心的管家的时候，还提到一个很重要，我们几乎没有想到的事情，就是守道。
But there is one thing which is even more important here. Paul is saying.Keeping the faith.
在信仰上如何站住我们的立场。
And that is to stand our ground in doctrine.
保罗说我们不要像小孩子一样。
Paul says, let us not be children.
被异教之风吹动的时候就飘来飘去。
So that we are blown away by these different kinds of teachings.
今天许许多多人的信仰听见东家有好东西就跑东家，西家有东西就往西家，盲目的到处乱跑。
And there are many who will go to different places to listen to different teachings.
我没有时间解释这些，不过请各位看一处的圣经。
I do not have time to expound on this, but perhaps we can look at another verse.
也是在提摩太后书第一章。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1,
请注意13节、14节这两节很重要的经文。
We will read verses 13 and 14.
保罗说你从我听的那纯正话语的规模要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心请注意下面四个字常常守着十四节从前交托你的善道你要靠住那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢守着一个是常常守一个是牢牢守这个守一个是 keep 一个是 guard 这两个字在这里是非常明显的给我们一个提醒
Verse 13, the important word there is keeping the sound teaching in faith, always. And in verse 14, it says, guard the faith.
怎么守呢？要用耶稣基督里面的信心和爱心守。怎么守呢？是要在圣灵里面来守。
You have to keep the faith with faith and love in Christ Jesus, and you have to guard the faith with the help of the Holy Spirit.
原来我又回到我刚才的 introduction。
Please excuse me for going back to my introduction.
今天我们要在信仰上要有系统的一个认识。
We need a systematic understanding of our faith.
第二次世界大战的时候，有一个德国的神学家叫 Bonhoeffer, 潘赫华说过这样一句话。
During the Second World War, a German theologian spoke the following words.
他说我们不要把福音廉价化，换句话说我们不要传一个廉价的恩典。
We do not want to preach a cheap grace.
我觉得今天我们有的时候没有把信仰好好的做一个整理，有的时候出去传福音可能会传错福音。
And sometimes I am convinced that if we are not careful and prepare ourselves, when we go and preach the gospel, sometimes we may preach the wrong gospel.
我一直很佩服 Billy Graham.
I have admired Billy Graham.
我不会忘记1975年我在台湾参加 Billy Graham 布道会的时候，我每一次听他在呼召的时候讲的几句话，我一直不会忘记。
I remember vividly in 1975, I attended his crusade in Taiwan.And every time when he gave the calling, he was very careful in his words.
原谅我说下面这些话。
Allow me to say these things.
我觉得今天基督教传福音。
I feel that today, when Christians preach the gospel,
我觉得基督徒好可怜。
I feel that the Christians are in a very pitiful state.
信了，赶快信了，赶快做基督徒了。
Believe, come on, believe, become a Christian now.
你怎么还不信那么好的道？为什么不要呢
？Why don't you believe such a good teaching？
如果可以的话，我要跪下来求你，真的太好了。
If possible, I will kneel down and beg you because it's such a nice thing。
我为这样的爱心我很感动。
Yes, I can be touched by this type of love。
我们需要这种爱心，弟兄姊妹，这不是不对。
This is not incorrect. We need this type of love.
但是今天非基督徒因此看不起我们基督徒。
But sometimes non-Christians then will look down upon Christians.
好，我信，给你一点好处。
All right, I'll believe to give you some good things.
已经有一个人说，好了，我信，我信，为什么信？因为这样才可以 get rid of you. 以后你才不会来缠我。
And some people might even say, okay, I'll believe so that I can get rid of you.
我们在圣经里面看见，当保罗站起来传福音，彼得站起来传福音的时候。
But when Peter and Paul stood up to preach,
这些人来到彼得的面前，苦苦哀求的是谁呢？是这些非基督徒，不是基督徒。
It was the non-Christians that came to beg the Christians.
我怎么样才可以得救呢？
They come and ask, "What can we do to be saved?"
你为我祷告好不好？
Pray for me.
让我脱离那将来的那个刑罚好不好？
So that I can be escaped from the eternal punishment.
彼得说你要悔改。
And Peter said, "You have to repent."
你要认罪。
You have to admit your sin.
你要过一个新的生活。
You have to lead a new life.
到底错在哪里？
So where is the error?
到底问题在哪里？
Where is the problem?
原谅我再说一遍，那个爱是好的。
Yes, love and concern is right.
可能我们今天没有传那个荣耀的福音，吸引人的福音。
But perhaps the gospel that we preach is not glorious and not attractive.
原因是今天在教会里面许多的基督徒对信仰本身一知半解。
And that's because perhaps some of us do not have a true understanding of our faith.
请问重生和得救有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between rebirth and to be saved?
他是一个重生的基督徒。
You can say he is a born again Christian.
哦，这个自从这个水门案件以后 ，born again Christian 已经成为美国的一个很出名的一个话。
And indeed, the born again Christian is a very famous term now in American society.
重生的基督徒和得救的基督徒有什么不一样？
What's the difference between a born again Christian and a saved Christian?
教会与神的国度有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between the church and the kingdom of God?
哎呀，李牧师不要这样了，我们来做礼拜，不要给我们压力了。
And some of you may say, "Oh, Lay off, Pastor Lee. We come to worship. Don't give us these pressures.
这是保罗的话。
But these are the words of Paul.
我们如果连道都不清楚，我们守什么呢？
If we are not true, if we are not sure of our faith, what is there to keep?
那忠心的管教就更离我们十万八千里。
Then indeed we are further away from being a faithful steward.
第八节怎么办？
What about verse 8?
下个礼拜再讲。
Next week.
但是我愿意在这里做一个简单的结论。
But I would like to give you a summary.
不管是在做非基督徒或者基督徒。
Whether you are a Christian or a non-Christian.
今天我们在这里看见一个人。
Today we see one person.
他教训他也生活。
He teaches and he lives his own teaching.
他给我们看见对死亡的态度。
He shared with us his viewpoints on death.
虽然我们今天讲忠心的管家好像是对基督徒讲。
Even though we feel that the topic is directed towards Christians.
是对基督徒讲，不过希望给你做一个参考。
But perhaps this is also appropriate for non-believers.
圣经对死亡的看法盼望今天在你的心里面带来一个很深的印象。
May the Christian teaching on death give you a new perspective on Christianity.
下个礼拜讲到未来。
Next week we will talk about the future.
未来是经过死的门槛和关卡才进去的一个地方。
And the future points to the place where you have to pass through death.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。